I have been self-employed my whole entire life. I am passionate about Indigenous people and keeping their wisdom alive. I have my first book came out about 3 years ago, and I've got another one in the works. And my deepest, deepest passion is to bring people to the understanding of their full potential. Not give it to them, but get them to awaken to it.
I'm Di Gillard, and this is the Power of Women podcast. Welcome to 2025. We had such a blast talking with you and to great guests throughout 2024. We've made the commitment to come back again and present a new podcast every Monday with a new episode. One thing before we start today that I would ask from you is to help us amplify the message of the podcast out there. You can do that by following us on any of the podcast platforms, or we have developed a YouTube channel, Power of Women Podcast. Jump onto that, hit the subscribe button, and that helps us reach a broader audience and helps us bring the content to you. So today, we have a return guest, and Kerry was on the podcast in mid-2024. And because of her amazing gifts and insights as an intuitive healer, her shamanic abilities, I've asked her to come back and shine a light on what we can expect for this year, being 2025. Kerry Henwood, welcome back to the Power of Women.
Thanks, Di. It's exciting to be here.
It's so brilliant to have you. Kerry, could we start with the significance of today, which is the 29th of January 2025, which is also why we're releasing this one episode on a Wednesday rather than a Monday. Today is the Lunar New Year, Year of the Wood Snake. What's the significance of the Year of the Wood Snake?
I'm so excited about this. I am not the expert at Chinese astrology, so I am going to refer over to my notes. I have talked to other people that are experts, but this is a dynamite year. It is bringing in wisdom, so to focus on your inner wisdom. It's a total renewal of your internal, external, renewed. And also we can kind of see that going on in the planet, you know, it's pushing into this
Absolutely.
New world.
Absolutely.
It's enhancing intelligence, which could we relate to that to a little AI possibly, enhancing intelligence, transformation. I mean, this is like the wonderful chocolate cake this year.
This is a brilliant, brilliant list.
Transformation, enhancing instincts, your intuition, using your instinctual energy. I tell you, insight. I mean, this is just powerful. Wherever you put these, this is an incredible life. Enhancing good leadership skills.
Wow.
It's the time for great thinkers to rise. I mean, hello.
Who wouldn't turn up for 2025? That
yeah,
is
I mean,
the
people
most
wake
dynamic
up.
Lift. I know.
So that was, you know, it did go on for quite some time when I was taking notes from my Asian friend. I said, no, this is great. This is fantastic. So, you know, wisdom, renewal, intelligence, transformation, instincts, instinctual energy, insightfulness, good leadership skills, and the greatest of thinkers.
Who would not want to be alive in 2025? That is amazing. With that, Kerry, what are some of the major shifts or transformations that could come as a result of all of that?
Well, we'd have to talk about AI for sure, because that's a thing, right? So, because it's saying in the wood snake around intelligence. So that was the first thing that I went to was the AI information. I mean, this is a part of our world. It is not going to go away. And, you know, with the fact that there is this feminine energy that is rising, that is a cyclical pattern that happens here on the planet, I was talking to Indigenous people about this around the rising of AI, and they said the rising of the feminine will put the empathy in technology.
That is super, super interesting, because when we think of AI, we think of it as a non-intelligent life form, hence how could it possibly have empathy, being a human trait. That is quite something.
And I think it's, you know, not that I'm an expert in AI, but it's in the hands of who is using it, right? And how that it's, what questions are you asking? It's a, you know, collaborating information from multiple sources. And so it would be who in the field of, let's say, technology, that women were very advanced in the programming field. You know, is it going to come across differently? I would think so.
I mean, AI is an evolutionary product, and so what we can draw out of it, it is based on our writings and what we're putting into it. So if the uptake from females is significant, that's also going to change the tone of voice of what's coming back to users tapping into it, is it not?
Exactly, because it all, again, I'm using multiple sources of communication and information. So astrologically, for instance, that Aquarian age has come in as of November. So Pluto's moving into Aquarius, which is all about advanced spirituality and technology together. So in 2025, we will see advanced forms of technology. I mean, I can't speak into it because we're not there to see it quite yet, but just astrologically, there is heart being put into technology. So it's not driven by just the mechanics of it, that it's used for service orientated. But definitely 2025 is about refining, probably is the word I want, the workplace. And that's already happened.
Yeah, absolutely. COVID was the circuit breaker.
Post-COVID, and so even more now. And so the whole technological age, again, wrapping into it, and then we have this transformational energy again with the wood snake. One of the Indigenous elders said to me that there is a big emphasis on leadership with mentorship with older women or men to younger. And so you're going to find in 2025, particularly in 2026 too, is that young people are looking to be leaders. So in my day as a young person, that was probably not my priority, I don't think. I can't think that far back. So, as a mere memory or a past life now. And so, you know, leadership skills are coming in, and the return of eldership with this snake wood energy is that, you know, elders in a lot of our Western culture are redundant humans sitting on squashy.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because you've talked to us before on the podcast about the value Indigenous elders hold by way of wisdom, but our Western society hasn't valued that. But this suggests that we might be changing that up.
Yep. It looks like there's a turning point going on.
Hallelujah for that.
Yeah, I mean, that is the destruction of civilization, really, if it is not the eldership that is, if it's destroyed, what do you have? Because wisdom is based on experience. It's not, you know, you're not wise at 10 years old or 18. It's based on experience, and particularly all worlds, whether it's business.
Yeah, exactly.
Spirituality, religion, it's all based on that experience.
It takes time.
Yeah. They also said like the 2025 is like the movement of massive consciousness. It is the rising of conscious, like meaning people being more conscious of what they're doing, not knee-jerk reaction, where you're just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go do that, work on this. That's not going to work with this energy. It is mindful, introspective, take time, contemplate, where it is, and consciousness collectively with this wood snake around collective consciousness, like, you know, who's your vibing tribe? Who are you vibing with? It is not a solo year, even business-wise.
Well, you've used the word collaboration several times, and we've spoken that being the basis of our world moving forward. Early adopters, Kerry. But all of these things are in such stark contrast for the better to the year that we've just left behind.
Yeah, and we deserve it, I must say.
We sure do.
There is still a bit of a battle that will go on, but it's an internal battle because, it's the old saying, it's better the devil you know. Not really, because people don't necessarily get down with change. And so if we think about post-COVID a little bit here and moving forward, is that you had to get to the wonderful instincts that humans have. They're adaptable. Humans are adaptable. Who is adapting you is the case here, right? Are you adapting yourself to change? Ultimately, that's the best way to go. Is something externally adapting you? That's not a good way to go. And so what you saw was people transferring themselves, business-wise, because everything crashed. Restaurants, this, that, and everything, that you had to adapt. Yep. So you were forced to adapt. And so what is happening now, it's kind of like the time on the rock pile, if you chose the calling, as it were, and say, well, you know, no, I am going to do something other than this, and I have to feed my children and pay my mortgage or whatever one has to do. Look at you, for instance, you've adapted to a completely different career. Given 2025 and moving forward, it's always about adapting, surrendering, you know, put your bold self forward.
Well, it's a bit like in a sales world, isn't it, of the what's the worst that can happen if you ask somebody whether they want something? They can say no. I think that plays into that style of thinking. And also one of the messages that came out in the leadership discussions that I had on the podcast last year was, if you don't decide how you're going to sit within an organization, somebody's going to decide it for you. So this speaks to that of taking control and being more the person directing your future rather than having it directed for you.
Absolutely. And that's, again, the wood snake, you know, one of the essences of that is good leadership. Mm. So it's a vibrational thing, right? It's not like there's some wood snake we're going to go and pray to or something. It's like, it's good leadership. Leadership and collaboration are incredible assets of women. Women collaborate.
Yes.
You know, there wouldn't be any wars really, because women sit down, have a cup of tea and talk about it first. You know, this is going to cost a lot of money. We're not going to do that. You know, so women will collaborate. And so there's, you know, that emphasis on collaboration to come into an empathetic way, empathizing with a situation. So all this glorious, wonderful, feminine energy that we have inside of us, we're getting an opportunity to help literally change the world without being like way out of the field here. But it is. Men have created the world to be changed, and thank you so much. It's structure and order and industrial revolution, and we have technology.
They've done a great job, and now it's time to pass the baton.
Fantastic. And now everything that is in place that the masculine has put in place is now we're going to offer a softer edge to that.
Maybe men will now start to think more through the feminine so that, you know, they can take the foot off the pedal of that style of evolution and start to support what you're just talking about and show their more feminine side, which will make it a much better place.
100%. Collaboration, right? It's just collaboration between the sexes, you know, collaborating with somebody that is, you know, leveled up, maybe higher than the information that you have, collaborating for expansion, for and it's always about expansion. You know, we don't want to move towards contraction, because we've been pretty contracted, and contracted energy is very survival mode, you know, like you're just barely putting one foot in front of the other. And then putting empathy or a sense of that, I guess you could call it compassion, even into technology, and using it for the purpose of humankind and the evolution of humankind. And you can see that, you know, I've got a lot of young people that I talk to and do my back office stuff and my website and stuff like that. I don't speak the language. I have no idea what they're talking about. But but their intention is honorable, and their intention is to get the right message out. And that is just, of all my years working for 44 years, 50 years doing this work, I could die next Tuesday and be happy, because I can see that these humans, men and women, are using their technological mind for the coming together of the collective consciousness.
What you're just saying too is, through the work that you're doing, and you've got this younger cohort doing activities for you, is you're also mentoring them based on the material that you're providing for them to work with.
Yeah, exactly. And there is that eldership that is really important, because I do find a lot of the time with the new energy that's coming in, there is a territorial sensation with people that they're invested in what they know, but they're only about 25. And, you know, so you've got to kind of sometimes chisel through that in a gentle way and get them to look at things a little differently, and differently so much faster than what I did when I was 25 or 30. Because, I mean, stuck was stuck in the 80s. We were stuck, you know. We just didn't.
Yeah.
You go dancing and stay up late. And so, you know.
Yeah.
So the sum total of it's all about me, and it stayed about me for probably 20, 30 years. And so now there's this mindset that it's incredible, because we're talking about a generation here that you and I are attempting to approach, right?
Play a part in.
But they have a different neuro pathway to us. They've been brought up with some, you know, always with technology since little. So, you know, like, we didn't have email. We, you know, 90s and stuff like that, all that came
exactly.
in. So we've had to adapt the rate, the speed of our mind to multitask. But this is a thing that is a no-brainer.
Where they've been born into it, and there'll be good and bad in that. Which is, there's no surprise that anxiety levels are so high within the younger generation, because they've been lobbed into a super fast world where we've had time to move into it. Big difference.
100%. You know, what would be an endangered aspect of human nature for me observing my young clients? Intimacy.
Mm.
And I don't mean sexual intimacy, just emotional intimacy, to hold contact, eye-to-eye contact, slow down your mind. Just about all of them break up on relationships, texting and things like this, right? Feminine influences in 2025, this is just dynamite. It's just dynamite. I am so excited. I mean, 2026 is like, I mean, Pluto's a slow-moving planet, and it's going to take hundreds of years, and it's just gone 0 degrees into Aquarius, you know, which means that there is a slight contraction that people are feeling. Why? Because it's all about unconscious. Pluto's way out, no sun, dark, right? So it moves slow. So it's opportunity in 2025 where you got a knee-jerk reaction about something about yourself, you don't like how you look or something like that, address it. Because you will heal really quickly. If you're afraid to try something, do it. Just do it. I mean, jump in boots and all, and give it a shot. So you fail. So what? You get up and try again.
Fail fast and get going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Failures are great because I end up knowing the next round is a success. I mean, I've had this wicked, wicked pattern that cycles. But it's that Pluto goes 1 degree, slow moving, not until I think it's February, something like that. We have planets that move in a minute or two, you know, 3 minutes. Pluto moves like a degree every 2.5 months.
So we're here for a while.
We're here. Well, Pluto is staying for 200 and something years in Aquarius. So this is the age of Aquarius that we've all been praying to, and they did, you know, the musical and stuff like that. So we are here, and it's all about the feminine energy within a masculine body too.
Wow. So to the point of what we just said earlier, and it will be a time when men hopefully will also think differently, and we will all move forward together in a more collaborative and cohesive manner.
Collaboration, again, you know, is this a fantastic word? I love it because it's about that. It's not about separation. If you step out of collaboration, you could bump into chaos.
There's a phrase. I'm going to quote you on that, Kerry.
Yeah, the feminine energy, the goddess or whatever somebody relates to out there, the word, is chaotic in nature. Why? Because it's about birth, and birth is not necessarily structured. And so it's that chaotic energy before you come down the birth canal and you come into the world. So literally in the moment, we're crowning. So in the beginning of this year as a collective consciousness, and, you know, if we just think logically about this, people, is that we all are thinking together. We might be in our little body suits here, these little skin suits, and you think that you're the only one that is feeling how you're feeling. That's not true. It's the homotakuyasan is a saying that the Lakota have, is that everything is our brother and our sister. Every stone, every rock, every bird, every plant. And the butterfly effect, right? To sense the butterfly's wings in another part of the world. This is not magical thinking. This is science now. Where once upon a time it was magical thinking of were we spiritual people, right? No, this is science. Everybody knows that vibrational energy or vibration itself, like sound, changes behavior, changes your thought process, changes your neuropathway. So as this 2025 we are in is the 1 degree Pluto going into Aquarius, I mean, this is creativity on steroids.
Did you see humanity being more unified or divided this year? I think we've already agreed that it is going to be more divided, because if we had to identify what is going to be the most powerful word for this year, being 2025, it's going to be collaboration.
And, you know, to collaborate means that you're not working from your ego.
Yes.
Right? Because you're surrendered to the collective, because the collaboration is not just you. So you're surrendered to the collaboration of the two or three of you. And so therefore you're stepping back your ego to become a part of a tribe, in a sense, right? So yes, 2026, you would be probably feeling more of a unification. And it's still that kind of dramatic stage on the planet where people are fighting for territory. Governments have to change because everything of, let's say, the old world does not suit this new world anymore, and none of us want it. And if you took a poll on things, you would, you know, would word it in such a way that it was palatable for everybody's understanding, is that there wouldn't be anything. Even the real estate market in Australia does not work. You know, just
anymore.
If we look at business,
no.
Nothing
yeah.
is working. So something has to happen.
Has to change.
Has to change, and has to be a collaboration. I had a teacher say to me, oh, the new world is here. It's just the old world is noisy and it's dying.
Isn't that just a billboard to say change is upon us?
Yeah. I mean, they said the new world, and the new world, this is a Tibetan Lama friend of mine, And he said that the new world where people collaborate, the new world where people are quiet, the new world but quiet with profound change. I mean profound change. The old world is bravado, huge, yelling, screaming, control, you know, covert in its behavior. So it's like, I say this to you, but I'm not going to follow through. None of us would do business on a handshake.
Yeah.
If you'd asked me that 30 years ago, yes, I would.
Yes, you would have. Yeah, but not today.
No, not even me.
Not today.
No. I don't even trust people that haven't emotionally looked at themselves.
I almost feel like writing an MOA just to go out with somebody for gathering it. So, I mean, it's almost like that, isn't it? So you're absolutely right. You know, so much business was in the past. We would have been comfortable to do that on a back of an envelope and say, and pass it over and say, that's what we're doing. But not today.
Not today. And isn't that sad? I mean, this isn't is it? Just like, what have we done and where have, what have we become?
Yeah. It's like living with our doors unlocked and now we can't.
Oh, absolutely same. No way. You know, and you know, big business on security cameras and everything, because the world has become tribal in its mentality. You know, there's this tribal, territorial hunt. Not the hunting and gather lovely tribes where everybody's working in collaboration with each other, right? This tribal mentality is terrible, but it will go. It doesn't fit in it. And one thing that's interesting with, in particularly Indigenous people and the old Tibetan lamas that I associate with, they said, you know, contraction always stays contracted. And expansion, it's not about winning or losing, but the expansion of love and compassion will be what will infuse people together. It just will. And that is something that is starting to occur on the planet. I do have this thought around, and you'll start seeing it, I believe. It's kind of a controversial thought, but there's a thing called a Luciferian effect, where the ugliness of human nature comes into collective consciousness, right? So it would be, you know, religions maybe controlling and things like that, or you know, where Luciferian effects like banks controlling.
So Luciferian as in the devil, that's what we're talking about, evil?
Yeah, and not like as the persona of the of the personality, right? So, yeah, it's called the Luciferian effect and comes out of the agnostic belief systems, where everything is crashing based on that we were lied to. And what happens is that religions will transform, and if they don't, they will die off, because everything is a cycle.
I think Hollywood's been working with this in a few things that I can think of that I've watched.
Isn't that incredible? Sense. I mean, look
that
at...
That suddenly just makes sense.
Everything that has been a lie is considered a Luciferian effect, that it's after its own concern and not the power of the collective people.
We won't believe the bullshit anymore.
Exactly. So it's all exposed, and it's like, saying what you just said there, why do I not believe the bullshit anymore? Because you've raised yourself up frequency-wise. You've studied, you looked at different things, you know, but there's just something unique about your ebb and flow, that you are using your instinctual nature. You no longer will drink the Kool-Aid. And so
that's a goosebump moment, Kerry.
Yeah. And so I said, well, what about Buddhism? And Buddhism is not considered a religion, it's a philosophy. A religion is when there's a dogma, when someone tells you what to do that is above you in a belief system, right? Buddhism, if you don't do your sadhana, your dharma, your way, it's your fault, because no one is going to
make you do it.
You know, so you're a bad person, la, la, la. He tends to believe that the Dharma, which is the information of compassion and love and, you know, respect for all beings, will just infuse into the hearts of every living creature. This is incredible. And if we get back to 2025, which we're in, that is exactly what is going on, because the wood snake is about what is my wise move here?
Mm-hmm.
What in all that I have learned and what I've come through, whether it's corporate, with whatever your background is, what would be the wisest move from my experience? Is this worth my time? Is this transformational for myself and others? You know, use the key words here, you know. In my instinctual energy, I feel uncertain about that. Then you wait. You kind of wait. You know, the knee-jerk reaction is masculine. That knee-jerk to, like, move into things too quickly, I can be classic at that because I'm an Aries moon. You know, I'm already, like, gone down the road.
So, Kerry, there is so much more to learn and unpack in this. And we did have the intention that you and I might do this in one episode. But I think, could I ask you to come back again next week? Because you said something that really resonated. You said, what is my move now? So could we come back next week and talk about how to maximize the best of 2025?
Absolutely. I would be so excited to do that. Don't miss an opportunity, right? It's an opportunity, 2025.
Absolutely. Well, Kerry, thank you for joining me this week. I know everybody who's listening into this podcast will have so much powerful information to take away. They can jump onto your website as well, Kerry. Where will they find you?
ShamanicGrace.com.
Fantastic. I'll put that in the show notes. And as usual, mine is powerofwomen.com.au. Until next week.